Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
That's right, you are kicking it with KBN. I am Brad Northman. Right in front of me is Kyle Wallace. Behind the glass, Will Summers, who is the producer, at least up until this point, when Alex Stroh, the maestro of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, gets back from his big interview with Doug Gottlieb in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And today, we have, just because we're running a little bit behind, we're going to roll right into it. We got Dennis from Florida here to compete against Ben Brust. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? As a note on this thing that, what Stroh said to me as far as the questions for today. Ben's record, dash, really bad to the point I've lost track. That's what Stroh said. We don't have a record for what Ben Brust is. He's lost track. It's been so bad.
He mailed it in.
He's focused too much on Gottlieb.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, he does not. Ben's record is very similar to the guy that he interviewed in Doug Gottlieb.
Yes, that's very true. Oh, wow. That's very true. Let's go ahead and spin it, Will.
Those of you who say Ben Brust is an idiot, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. Don't put your life on hold to earn your degree. Build a schedule that meets your needs. Lakeland.edu.
It is Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Presented by Lakeland University. Here is how we play. 15 questions in 90 seconds. Get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass. We'll come back to it if you get through the rest. If you beat Ben Brust, you're going to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize package. Today we got Dennis from Florida here to play. Dennis, where in Florida are you?
Good, guys. I'm in Orlando.
Orlando, Florida. Not far from my old stomping grounds up there in Jacksonville. Well, welcome into the show. Glad you are joining and here to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Now, we do this thing now where you can choose your own destiny. Would you like me, Kyle Wallace, or Will Summers to ask you the questions for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
You can do it.
Okay, how about that?
Well, thank you, because I don't have the questions.
I like it. I was going to hand you my laptop if you did. Dennis, any questions before jumping in?
You said pass. Answer or pass, right?
Yep. You can answer it, or if you don't know the answer, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if you get through the rest.
So to be quick on that pass if you don't know it.
Yep.
Let's do this.
Oh, let's do this. I love the confidence. Let's go ahead and start in 3, 2, 1. Who painted The Starry Night? Say it again.
Pass.
Pass. Who was the president of the United States in 1991?
George Bush.
Which actor played Captain Jack Sparrow?
My God, pass.
What is the primary language spoken in Brazil?
Portuguese.
What is the term for a baby kangaroo?
A jack.
Which city hosted the 2000 Summer Olympics?
France.
Who was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
Pass.
What was the year the first Super Bowl took place?
1965.
What fruit has varieties such as Fuji and Gala?
Apples.
Which band famously released the album Dark Side of the Moon?
Black Sabbath.
Okay. We didn't have a... Will, what do you got for him?
I got a 2-spot.
I got a 2-spot as well. So,
oh boy, I tell you, he was nervous.
Yeah, maybe
he was very nervous. Ben's gonna win this week because there was some in there he should get.
Yeah, he'll get a couple in there.
He didn't know it. He was like,
The only thing I would say, this was a first-time player. Maybe say pass a little quicker. But Dennis in Florida, Orlando, Florida, thank you for playing. Ben Bruss is back in here now.
What are you looking at me for like that, Ben?
To show that I am of the utmost integrity.
Brother, if you got to cheat this week,
really,
there's a problem.
Okay, well, last week only got three, so.
You're going to be all right. Well, but we'll see.
You never know.
You never know. All right, Ben, here's how we play. 15 questions in 90 seconds to get as many answers correct as you can. You're allowed to say pass, and we'll come back to you to get through the rest. You're playing Dennis in Florida, Orlando, Florida. And if he wins, he's going to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. Any questions?
I'm shocked that it's 3:13. I thought Strofe was back at 3:12.
Yeah.
Stopped at the gas station.
Also, didn't he put in the email that he stopped keeping track of your record?
Yes, that's the other thing. He said
Another thing
record,
he's given up on to focus on other things for Strofe Day.
Quote,
got it.
Really,
Strofe Day.
Really bad to the point I've lost track. Strofe's exact words for your record.
That's just called laziness.
It is. Yeah.
All right, let's get started. In 3, 2, 1. Who painted the Starry Night?
Van Gogh.
Who is the president of the United States in 1991?
H.W.
Who is the actor that played Captain Jack Sparrow?
Johnny Depp.
What is the primary language spoken in Brazil?
Portuguese.
What is the term for a baby kangaroo?
I always get this one wrong. It's a jack?
Which city hosted the 2000 Summer Olympics?
Sydney.
Who is the first woman to solo fly across the Atlantic Ocean?
Amelia Earhart.
What is the first year the Super Bowl took place?
1971.
What fruit has varieties such as Fuji and Gala?
Pass.
What band famously released the album Dark Side of the Moon?
AC/DC.
Who is the first U.S. president to appear on television?
Kennedy.
What is the fastest land animal?
Cheetah.
Who wrote the play Macbeth?
What? Pass. Who?
Macbeth.
No, I know. Pass. Oh.
What is the world's largest continent by land area?
Asia.
Which element has the atomic number of 6?
Pass.
What fruit has varieties such as Fuji and Gala?
What fruit has variety? Pineapple.
Huh. Interesting. You've never gone apple picking before, huh?
Fuji
apples. Oh, Fuji apples.
Yeah, Gala apples. I mean, you could.
I mean, you cooked them. He was really.
Unfortunately, you stacked answers in a day you didn't really have to stack them.
I see the presence of a vice president, a market manager of Good Karma Brands, Milwaukee. Standing in the producer's booth, and
yeah, where's the producer at?
We don't know where the producer is.
Did you green light this?
Why do you think I'm standing down here? I'm waiting to see when and how he gets into work, because as far as I'm concerned, him going play patty cake with Doug Gottlieb up in Green Bay, I don't know who decided that was more important than this show.
Thank you.
What do you think they discussed
in conference?
I think he asked the hard questions.
Favorite restaurant in Green Bay?
Could be. I have no idea what you discuss with somebody who. What was the record last year?
They were 4-22. Maybe they only won four games.
They won four games.
That's just a hard.
Did you see the production though? We just put it on ESPN Milwaukee.
There were lights and cameras.
IG story. It looks really
out of all of the interviews you could just do remotely. Like that's the one right there.
He gets all the glitz and glam for Doug Gottlieb.
I mean, what? And we took our social media queen up there too.
Yeah.
We took our chief's vibes officer out of the office.
Yeah.
And wasted her.
What's with this we stuff?
We're a team, Benny.
Do you realize there are
it's
camera
us versus Strofe? You're right.
There are camera folks who go and do their own report for local stations here in Milwaukee that bring their own camera, set it up, and do the interview. But Strofe needed Maddie to go up there.
Well, then I heard he was going to be in here at 10:50.
Yeah, he did say that.
And you know,
3:16.
What's one thing that we talk about when you're going to be late. You got to tell people you're going to be late.
Heads up. He didn't text me saying I wasn't going to be late. Did y'all fellas get it?
I mean, poor Will is down here.
He's got stuff to do.
Will's been here since like 4:30 in the morning.
I know.
You know? He sleeps here half the time.
And Strofe has the audacity.
Right under the board.
The audacity to be like, Greg, man, I'm putting in all this work. You know, can you bump me up a little bit? Meanwhile, Will's picking up all of Strofe's real work.
He is.
Do you think the 100,000 views on the stream on Friday night went to his head?
Oh, my God.
Dude,
he's a star in
Gottlieb and Strofe are going to surpass that. Are you kidding?
You know he's a star on TV.
He's
a star in Japan right now, so he definitely is feeling himself.
Oh, yeah. As soon as we got into work the other day, Strofe goes, guys, you got to see this. Look, it's all in Japanese. Like, we've reached Japan.
He was like, oh, it's all me. It's all me. And it's a 9-minute video. He said they had the whole thing. I'm thinking they got the whole thing in Japanese. So no, it's literally like a five-minute clip. Yeah, a 5-minute clip of them talking. That's it. All me. 1 million views.
It's funny because as you continue to talk, Greg, I've been waiting for him to show up and he is still not showing up.
Why do you think I'm here? Now I'm wasting my time sitting here because I thought I would be able to come in and give a round of applause to him for finally showing up to work. And the man still isn't at work.
Still ain't at work. I know he's shaking in his boots right now.
I mean, how many different college basketball coaches are there in, oh my goodness, now I see that image up there. Will doing such a great job putting it up there. It looked like an E60 interview.
I said, like, it's like, dude, it's Doug Gottlieb.
What is the hardest question?
I said it looked like Tom Rinaldi and Aaron Andrews on a Packers game interviewing Jordan Love before a 325 game.
What is the hardest question that Strofe asked Doug Gottlieb? Like, was this a softball interview where they made it out to look like this was a hard-hitting 60-minute style interview, and then we just spent the entire time with Strofe talking to Doug Gottlieb about how awesome he is after he had one of the worst seasons in the history of college basketball.
21-game losing streak.
As I'm looking at the picture right now, too, Strofe's got that look on his face like, you can trust me. Come on, let's be honest here. This is a safe place. Come on.
What picture are you talking about?
The picture that they posted.
Yeah, the one I sent you that they put on.
You can trust me.
Oh, yeah.
It's a safe place.
And there's a video clip where he's doing the nodding the head up and down, like everything he says is like, you know, the gospel.
Doug Gottlieb didn't even get dressed up for this. Dude has the shorts and t-shirts on. He didn't take this serious.
Did Strofe get dressed up for it?
I mean,
was that a sweater vest or a sweater and khakis?
Greg, you can go back to work. We'll continue to do our best without
He's
our
late, man. He texted at 3:14. I'll be here in 5 minutes. I'm not a mathematician, but Brad, what's 5 plus 14?
That's 19.
What time is it?
3:19.
Okay. So not here lie. Not here, lie.
What do we do? Did he stop at stop off for a little quick trip, maybe? Or something?
Is 6 Mountain Dew of the day.
Disgusting.
Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss is brought to you by Lakeland University, Wisconsin's leader in flexible and personalized education. Whether you're just starting college, finishing your degree, or balancing work and family, Lakeland lets you earn your degree your way. Lakeland University, experience it your way. We're experiencing it Strofe's way today, but we'll continue on. It's Kyle Bruston Nortman. The Packers are 4-1-1, and they are the number one seed if the season ended today in the NFC. We'll discuss the Green Bay Packers as Will's probably got an update from one Alex Strofe.
He said there's traffic.
Of course.
Walking in.
Oh, my gosh.
If he's not in a sweat, out of breath, he just doesn't care. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Love you.
What?
Love you.
Love you too.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my. What I think, what I like, what I know.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Listen more.
I want to talk about me.
We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Strofe's going to raise my blood pressure about...
Hey, guys!
What a song.
Want to talk about me?
Like, it's just... The way he came running through the market hall, like, with that bleep-eating grin on his face.
A pep in his step.
It's good to be here. Just no
traffic.
Accountability.
You hear Debbie on the last update? Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah, boy, oh, boy. Brad, for those who are still interested in the answers of Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss, can you please share them?
Yeah, let's cruise through these. Who painted the star? And Ben won with, I believe, an 8 or 9 spot. And Dennis, unfortunately, just had a 2. Congratulations, Ben. Who painted the Starry Night? Vincent Van Gogh. Who was the president in 1991, the year Ben was born? George H.W. Bush.
Good job.
What actor played Captain Jack Sparrow? That's Johnny Depp. Primary language spoken in Brazil is Portuguese.
For the Johnny Depp one, I just kept thinking about the trial.
Oh.
Are you talking about Amber Heard?
Yeah, that trial.
She had him on trial, but somehow she came out looking on the worst end of it.
Yeah, yeah. Term for a baby kangaroo. Both you and Dennis said a Jack.
It's a Joey.
It's a Joey. Different name.
Same thing.
Jack, Joey. Okay. Which I was actually...
I still hear the country song. Did you not
have
it?
Oh, was that me?
Yeah, that was you, buddy.
That was Kyle's phone.
If I had the authority to send you home, I would, but I don't, so I'm stuck with you till 5.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. Get to the answers.
Okay. Who hosted the 2000 Summer Olympics? Sydney, Australia. First woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, Amelia Earhart. First year of the Super Bowl, 1967, which fruit has varieties like Fuji and Gala. That's indeed an apple. Band released the album Dark Side of the Moon is Pink Floyd. First president to appear on TV is Franklin D. Roosevelt, 1939.
Propped him up there.
Yep.
TV in 39?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Black and white. Very much so black and white. What is the fastest land animal? A cheetah. Who wrote the play Macbeth? William Shakespeare.
You ever heard?
Never heard of Macbeth.
Yeah.
It's a pretty popular
one. It's very popular.
Yeah, but the world's largest continent by land area is indeed Asia, and the element with the atomic number of 6 is carbon.
There it is. Those are the answers for Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? Alex Strofe, you're back, and go ahead. Talk.
Well, it's good to see you guys. I was listening on the way back from Green Bay. Nice trip. A little bit of rain out there. No fun. But You could question whether or not I was working, but I was. I actually took some statistics about the last hour and 25 or so minutes of the show. So let's start with you, Ben.
Was this like around the horn where they go through the things they messed up on?
I don't know if it's that necessarily.
Wow, audio got loud out of nowhere.
He doesn't know how to produce a show.
Yeah, well, you suck now. So, are you sabotaging our show now?
We often use this sound to describe how you talk. The word iceberg uttered by Ben Bruss 28 times in the first hour of the show. That's one every 100 seconds.
No, that's not true. You didn't.
Is that a real stat?
That's a real stat.
It's not a real stat.
We were counting in the.
I'm sure in between you all yelling at each other in the car and getting in your chest about what we're saying.
Brad, 142 words, questioning somebody else's work ethic.
It's not like June, where there's not much going on. This is in the teeth of crazy stories. Wisconsin Badgers, the Green Bay Packers, the Brewers.
Shohei Ohtani just murdered the Brewers.
Just curious, how was your month-long paternity leave at the beginning of football season?
It was lovely. Thank you very much.
Not a bad one from Strofe.
Kyle, 45 different complaints in hour one, ranging from the University of Wisconsin Athletics to Good Karma Brands Management to even each of them you complained about once each.
What did I say?
So anyway, good to be back.
Wow, just stirring
that
the pot.
That was a waste of our time.
And also.
Yeah. It's not like June, where there's not much going on. This is in the teeth of crazy stories.
You led the show with me!
Yeah, because it was so absurd.
It was. You didn't tell
us
about it
either.
Why
did you take this interview via Zoom?
Yeah.
Of all the coaches to travel
hey,
to.
Hey, Doug. Great 4-28 loss season.
4-28 it was, correct. Yep. We talked at length about that.
What was the hardest question you asked him?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you talked at length about how he's going to bounce back this year.
The hardest question I asked
him?
Yeah,
like we really put him through the grinder.
Made him uncomfortable.
It was probably either the dual jobs, which we talked about again. The fact he's still doing a national radio show.
So no new material. Asked and answered.
Or why he continues to get in Twitter beefs with LeBron James and Adam Schefter. And does he view that as a distraction?
Oh, man. I can't wait for this interview. Holy cow.
I didn't know he was in a beef with LeBron James.
Yeah. So he recruited a dude by the name of LeBron Thomas. And when he was at the dinner with that dude's parents, they brought up the beef with LeBron James.
Go find the Gottlieb Strofe interview.
Well, it's not out yet. We just
recorded it. Go find when it is out. You can promote it on Mr. Irrelevant, not on Kyle Bruston-Norman.
What place does he predict you're going to finish this year?
The name of the show is Kyle Bruston-Norman. Okay, just making sure.
What place do you think they're going to finish this year?
Kyle, Bruston, Nortman need their hands held. That's what we should call the show.
Oh, wow.
Well, we work hard to create a fabric between us four.
Yeah.
And at a moment's notice, no Strofe.
Kyle, Bruston, Nortman only talk about Strofe when he's out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not
you
good.
You talked more about me in that 15 minutes than you talked about Brad the entire month he was gone.
Dang. That hurts.
Well, we did for your birthday.
But did for your birthday, so we talked about that. But also, you let us know you're going to be going. We knew about your son coming very
trying to be respectful.
And Strofe, Strofe hasn't told me he was gone yet.
Hey, Kyle, I'm going to be gone now.
Oh, wow. I found out.
Told you?
No. Did he tell you?
No, I just knew from the Are You
I thought I told
than?
You guys last week.
No.
Win big this October at Pottawatomie. You can play the Bird Bash game show for $50,000 in cash. Just play with your Pottawatomie rewards card for entries, prize drawings on Thursdays. Plus, your play also earns you a shot at $300,000 December season finale. It's a Bird Bash only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more information, Pottawatomie.com/Bird Bash. The Packers are 4-1-1. ESPN Power Rankings don't respect the number one seed in the NFC right now. We'll discuss that next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I legitimately understand sugar.
Is it good, Brad?
It's unbelievable. It's so good. I'm changed. Not for the better.
Come on.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
Adam chimes in on the Carveless talking text line. Anyone else notice the amount of Jesse Nelson and Alex Strofe lately? Gotta say, not a good look, Strofe.
That's a crazy bad accusation.
No, it's pretty accurate.
How is it remotely accurate?
Skipping your responsibilities to do stuff you wanted, the more fun stuff.
I was still at work.
Yeah, but it was a choice. You could have.
Jesse Nelson takes a day off to walk his dog.
This is about
it was a
you.
Choice.
Let's make this about you for a second. Why did you think it was important to sit down with the worst coach in the Horizon League?
Because I sit down with all of them. Equal opportunity basketball coach.
Did you do Zooms last year?
I did Zooms last year. I'm doing in person this year.
Why couldn't
We're
you
elevating the product.
Is there any way you could have coordinated this around, I don't know, a Packers game?
We attempted, but the Brewers lost game 3 and 4, so they were back home that Saturday.
So you have to get. Are these all dropping 1 week? Or are you dropping them?
Who's more important, Doug Gottlieb or Kyle Bruston Nortman?
I think everybody's important in their own way.
Here we go. Are you a politician now?
No, I'm not going to sit here and say one human life is more important than another. I think everybody's equal. I think everybody's important.
We're three lives, though.
So this is like Sophie's Choice almost.
Yes.
Would you rather save
Doug Gottlieb or Kyle, Ben, and me?
Well, we know the answer is you guys.
No, we don't.
Well, two of you will be invited to my wedding, and Doug Gottlieb won't be.
Two of you.
All three of us are going to lose sleep if we don't get the invite. Oh, no. What will I do? Damn it. The party of the century.
Oh, yeah. The party of the century at the hole in the
wall. It would be a good party.
It's going to be the greatest. It's going to be the greatest. I'm going to be the MVP.
Oh, yeah. The MVP.
Of my own wedding? I hope so.
Well, you're the MVP of mine, according to only one person, and that is you.
Yeah.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless talking text line. We're on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. Now, the Packers are 4-1-1, and they sit atop the NFC if the season ended today. In the ESPN.com NFL Power Rankings, the Packers come in at number 8. More importantly, 5th in the NFC. Buccaneers, Lions, Eagles, and
Rams
are ahead of the Green Bay Packers. So, again, it is power rankings, but I think we all sort of feel like the Packers haven't played to their potential. Now, you don't need to play to your potential this early on. And I think I use the word complete game, and I think I want to take the word complete game out of it. They haven't played complimentary football, I think is a better way to say it. Because before last week, it was, well, they gave up 20 points in the first half of games and only 80 in the second half of games. And the run game is working the two games with Josh Jacobs, and he was great in spots, obviously, with the calf injury. But they couldn't get it going consistently against the Cardinals game. Matt LaFleur's play calling, decision making. we're having a lot of the same conversations just about different things, but it's a different thing each game that stands out. So I think it's fair to keep them in the mush of things, but they have the potential to be a top five team in the NFL. I just want to see a game where it's like, okay, you're feeding off each other. The offense is getting you off to a good lead. The defense gets that takeaway in the key spot. And you make it so it's like you don't have to sweat. You've had to sweat in every single game except for the first 2 weeks. We're kind of finding out the Commanders are kind of fraudulent and Jaden Daniels keeps getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean, what comes to mind for me is leave no doubt. Oftentimes, the Green Bay Packers come away with wins, and that's not easy in the NFL, so I have to applaud them for that. And they are objectively a very good football team. They might be great, and they might be a Super Bowl caliber team. They certainly have the ingredients for it. But too often, they don't leave games where like the fans and the players are feeling satisfied to where, hey, there is no doubt. And those games do happen. I mean, how many games do you have to watch each and every week? I mean, shoot, look at the Indianapolis Colts. How many games did they play where it's like they were the better team from start to finish? The game really didn't feel in doubt at all during the course of the game. And I'm still waiting on that for the Green Bay Packers. What the positive, the silver lining is you look at this and you say, you know what? They're 4-1-1. It's a good record, top of the NFC, and they still haven't reached their potential. That's the silver lining, and that's where you could say, you know, this team certainly could be that Super Bowl team, and maybe the drought is over this year if everything coalesces at the right time. But you just look at it and say, when are they going to put together a complete game? Still waiting on it. They're going to have to focus on that more and more as the opponents get better and better.
Complete joke that the team that is the first place team in the NFC is actually ranked number 5 by these folks who watch football. The Green Bay Packers have been, again, not consistent and haven't been able to put together four quarters of football, but there's no way in the world you can tell me that there's four teams in the NFC better than this football team, especially based off the inconsistent play I have seen throughout the season. They're top 10 in points scored. They're top 10 in yards per game. They're top 10 in passing yards. That is a football team that shows you that they have a lot going right for them, and wait till they get it going all together. So this is ridiculous. The Packers, definitely, they may not be the number one team in the NFC, but they're definitely top 3. This is a joke.
Well, you know it's not a joke, and that always hits, and that always delivers, and that's undefeated in the Nortman household, and that is Carbliss. When I open up a can, I know what's inside that can. I can trust, and that's important as I seek guilt-free type of avenues when I want to kick back, relax, and enjoy. And Carbliss nails it every single time. No carbs, no sugar, no gluten, just 100 calories and the absolute perfect amount of carbonation. Something that you actually do need to taste to understand. It's not like these super flat other products or way over carbonated. It is the perfect amount of carbonation that is unique to only Carbliss. But not only that, the flavor. There is no level of flavor that I have experienced from Carbliss that I don't walk away saying, oh my goodness, I can't wait for sip number 2, number 3, number 4, because it is that good. Clean, crisp, and crafted to win, that is Carbliss. So as you're watching your sports, you're watching your Green and Gold or my alma mater, enjoy an ice cold Carbliss. It's the perfect teammate as you're watching sports this fall.
Alex Strope's going to cut up some of his video with Doug Gottlieb to get that ready for all of you to watch his hard-hitting interview. No softball questions. Some of the best journalism you'll see in your lifetime. It's coming soon on the coaches show that Alex Strope is putting together. But we'll have Mark Tauscher, a real professional, next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
And you're disrupting my flow.
No, your flow.
Dang nabbit.
I had a good flow.
Gee golly willikers.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Love heading over to the Princeton Club, whether I'm in the Madison area or locally in the New Berlin Center. You just feel great the moment you walk in. Find your better tomorrow. No goal is too small or too big. Simply just get started today because you can have a strong body, a strong mind, and a strong community. They're open 24/7. They provide everything you can imagine. Free childcare with the membership, clean health clubs, personal training, great equipment, top class, always upgrading the facilities so you have the best. Join the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. The break screen is still Alex Strofe and Doug Gottlieb for those on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. The more Strofe, the better, am I right? You know? It is Strofe Day here on Kyle Bruston Ortman. And joining us now on Strofe Day is Mark Tauscher, the Packer Hall of Famer. Listen to Tausch on Moldy and Tausch, 9 to noon across these various stations. Old T?
Strofe Day. What's Strofe Day?
Strofe pulled the Jesse Nelson where he decided, you know, whatever he had in his life was more important than Kyle Bruston Ortman. He drove to Green Bay to do a sit-down interview like it was a 30 for 30 with Doug Gottlieb in Green Bay.
A little 60 minutes when we got Leslie Stahl over there producing your show.
Dude, it was Tom Rinaldi for a Fox 325 broadcast sitting down with Jordan Love, except it was
hard-hitting stuff.
When is that airing? I can't wait to hear that. Yeah. Who else did you do? It must have went more. You didn't just drive up there for Gottlieb, did you?
Well, just today for Gottlieb, but Guard, Lundy, and Shaka also on the docket next week.
Love it. That sounds fantastic. Can't wait. That'll be exciting.
Thanks, Tausch.
Yeah,
How about also, Dick Bennett? Why don't you drive up to the central Wisconsin area and go get Dick Bennett, too?
That's true. That would be a great ad for this. You're right. But, okay. Tausch, wouldn't you agree with me? It can't be referred to as pulling a Jesse Nelson if I'm working.
100% agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the difference. And it's not as if
it was Doug Gottlieb. You weren't working, dude. You didn't do anything other than just throw him softball questions.
He went home to wash his clothes.
Is he going to put this interview on our platforms?
Hell no. Strofe was just pandering to him. Is Gottlieb going to put it on our
Would Gottlieb put it on our platforms? Would you listen for once in your life? The question was, am I going to upload the interviews to ESPN Wisconsin?
Of course you are. But Gottlieb's not going to be like, thanks to Alex Strofe for coming up to highlight me.
He actually already did.
Hey, Gottlieb hasn't won a game in like 6 months. How many games did he win last year? Any press he's getting, he's probably super thankful.
He really is probably thankful. Thanks, Strofe. You got to go to guys who only win 4 games in a season.
Strofe, but
what's their attendance per game?
It's been down.
I'm sure fans can't wait for this to drop.
Will Ryan, the lowest
here. I'll say this. Here's how I'd sum this up. I don't think it's fair to compare what he's doing here to Jesse taking a day off even after knowing that the Brewers played later because he was having his buddy come up, and then he was hanging out with his buddy till 2 in the afternoon before his buddy left to even go to the game. That was the one that was dumbfounding me. So I don't think it's fair to compare.
I would say Jesse Nelson taking a Wednesday off for 4 weeks to take care of a puppy dog is better than Strofe wasting his time driving to Green Bay for an interview with Doug Gottlieb.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. It's a real dilemma, and I can understand both points.
I have one follow-up. So Ben was ragging on me the first segment. I was still in the car, so I heard it. And these two buffoons didn't say anything as Ben casually dropped, I've known Doug forever. He wished me a happy birthday. And then he just kept moving on. And here you are ragging on Gottlieb the last 10 minutes.
Dude, Gottlieb understands. He's had producers before that probably didn't do their job for him. He gets it.
He's not still doing the radio.
No, he's still
show.
Doing he's
still
radio.
Is.
Yeah, he's still doing radio.
That's an amazing deal. That's
one word.
Kudos to Doug.
Kudos to Doug. They're losing. Work. What do you mean? Yeah, he's failing.
I'm
the
sure
kid.
Both
he's
are struggling.
Dipping. He's double dipping.
Yeah, and the kids
so is Strofe, just not getting paid as much.
I mean, nobody's really winning. Nobody's really winning on it, but he's double dipping.
Is anybody really winning on a Doug Gottlieb interview and missing Kyle Bruston Ortman? I guess the fans are winning today.
It sounds as if Strofe feels like he won.
Yeah, a lot of promotion for Coaches Week coming your way week of November 3rd.
Dude, this Gottlieb thing, if it doesn't do numbies, then we're not sending you next year.
I don't think that's up to you.
Anyway.
Watch.
Hey, Strofe, can you pass us Gottlieb's number? I want to send Jesse up to do the same thing. See, then we can compare.
Jesse would do a much better job.
See how that goes.
I don't know. Jesse doesn't push back at all on Barry Alvarez, so I don't know how he'd do with Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, and you would, Strofe?
I've done
shows with Barry. You'd be like Derek Engler, the parrot. Oh, Barry,
do you
great
listen
point.
To those guys? But, you guys talked about his audio from earlier before I was here. This is the dude who hired and then showed the door to Gary Anderson after 2 years.
Oh, so now you're recycling our content that we talked about.
I don't know. You let Big Cat do it and you didn't complain about it.
Got it. All right. Old T, thank you for jumping in here. I know this is what you go through, weekly on Wilde and Tausch. Who's sponsoring Coaches Week, by the way? Do we got a good partner on that one?
I hope we got a partner. The mileage and going up, traveling.
Oh, so yeah, just an expense. Oh, okay. Got it.
Wait a minute. I know y'all didn't both go up there and travel across the state of Wisconsin and not have a partner, one of our wonderful partners.
Oh, it got really quiet all of a sudden.
Talk to the sales guy in the room.
All right.
In the meeting.
Nobody knew that you were doing this. You didn't tell the sales team, hey, can you sponsor this?
We had a meeting about it 3 weeks ago. You were in it.
Well, it was so interesting to hear that Doug Gottlieb was in the interview and I passed. Old T, the Packers are 4-1-1. If the season ended today, they would be the number one seed in the NFC. A lot of what I'm seeing on the Carbless Talk and text line is they haven't looked anything like the top team in the NFC despite what their record says. There's the old adage, your record is what it says it is. How do you make of all this?
Well, I first off, I want someone to explain, like, how would the season end today? Like, what would me? There'd have to be something catastrophic, right? And then
Strofe going to Green Bay to interview Gottlieb.
Or this team, I think, when you look at this team at its best, it's the you could make a really good argument. It's the best team in the league. When you saw that Detroit game and how we played, I think you looked at it and thought, oh boy. And then Washington, and you know, obviously Washington maybe isn't what we thought they might be, but it's an inconsistent football team that has found ways to win, and they should be applauded for that. But this is October, and I think one of the things I've learned, especially in the last 3 or 4 years, is NFL teams, yeah, they want to win in October and in September, but they understand that with the preseason being more limited and guys not playing much, there is going to be more room for growth and more, I guess, just maybe not as clean a football as you would hope this early in the year. So if you can win games while getting better, I think you feel good about it. But I think at their best, I think there's some teams that would be right with Green Bay, and I think Detroit would be there. But the thing I got a little irritated with about today is we did that power rankings deal, and we beat Detroit. Our record's mm-hmm. better than Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I have a hard time. Yeah, they beat Tampa last night. I watched that game. Their offense had all kinds of mistakes. It's not as if they're – you know, flowing too. So everybody makes mistakes. I think it comes down to there's right now, I think in the NFC, there's a deeper pool than what there is in the AFC. And if Green Bay plays its best and gets better, they'll be right where they want to be at the end of the season.
Tausch, very, very briefly, biggest problem with Wisconsin football?
Oh, man. I mean, there's obviously, you could look at consistency in any type of big play. We have no generation of big play, and offensively, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that we can't score points. And if you want to look at it from, is it the offensive line? Is it the running game? The quarterback position, obviously having Billy get hurt and not be able to play, and you throw a couple of guys in there that, you know, just aren't ready to roll against the big-time teams. There's a lot of things that you could look at and say there's a lot of issues within this. And I think offensively, you can kind of find a myriad of things that need to get a lot better.
Well, Tausch, we have a hard out here. We'll talk to you soon. You got Jim, Matt, and Molly in Madison.
Tausch.
We're up in 2 minutes on 94.5 ESPN.